Jack Richmond is a marathon runner, but this was not always the case. Richmond began running after he lost one leg and now uses prosthetic devices to keep him in the race. How did you lose your leg?
It was an industrial accident. I had a forklift that turned over on me back in 1987.
You've been using prosthetic legs ever since?
Yes. I got my first prosthesis about 5 weeks after the accident.
You're also a runner. Were you a runner before you lost your leg?
Really, I'd never ran more than 2 miles or probably three before I lost my leg. I was a very competitive amateur cyclist. I rode in a lot of races every weekend. That was sort of my identity and kind of who I was. When the accident happened, that was the first thing I thought was, oh, no, how am I ever going to be a cyclist again with one leg? But the interesting thing was I got back into cycling, actually rode my first race less than 9 months after losing the leg. But I was working with a company that did physical therapy. The physical therapists that were there had gotten into this new thing back in 1987 or 88, triathlons, which were relatively new at that time. They knew that I was a great cyclist, and so these guys were good swimmers, mostly runners, some, but not so good cyclists. They said, well, you coach us cycling. So I started coaching them cycling. We became fast friends, and they said, you need to come out and run with us. I said, no, I don't run. They're like, well, no, you could. We could help you learn to run again. I was like, yeah, you could help me learn to run, but I'm really not interested in running. So they kept bothering me. And finally, one weekend, they were like, look, there's this 2 mile fun run this weekend. You can come out and do that. And I thought, 2 miles, fun run, sounds good. They'll quit bugging me after this. I'll come out and do this. That'll be the end of it. So put on my shoes one night, went out and ran around the block. I thought, well, I've trained for this. Okay, I can do this. I can actually run. So went out for the 2 mile fun run, and it was a bit of false advertising because although it was 2 miles because it was measured, it wasn't really a lot of fun. I was ready for it to be over. I remember running and running and running and running and thinking, it's got to be over pretty quick. And then I saw a sign that said 1 mile to go. But after that, it motivated me to get into running. There's a challenge then. Okay, well, get the right kind of prosthesis. Get something that's set up for running. Start running. I ran 5Ks, started running some 10Ks. Ended up running some 8 mile, then a half marathon finally. And then in 1999, I ran my first marathon with the Achilles Track Club in New York City. So it was the New York Marathon in 1999. It took me about 5.5 hours, and I had some great folks that helped me.
You have a prosthetic leg developed specifically for your running. How does it differ from your daily wear?
There is a difference between a more high-performance type of a running leg versus something you're going to just walk on every day. Running is mostly running from toe to toe or flat foot to the toe. You're spending more time on the toe because you're actually having both limbs off of the ground at the same time, the definition of running. And so it's storing more energy with a larger carbon spring and returning energy quicker. Well, normal walking, you land on the heel, you roll over to the midfoot, and then as you advance to toe off, then it's going to return some energy and give you a little bit of a push forward. With a running foot, it's just more like a big spring with a kind of an explosive return of energy at the toe.
Is it balanced to where when you're running, the gait is normalized between both your artificial leg and your real leg?
The difference between the two of running versus walking, the alignment, can be different. Certainly the amount of energy that you're storing and returning is going to be different. So you do have to kind of balance, adjust the gait to have that balance, like you said, of running. Reminds me of a funny story. I was training one time. It was about 5:30 in the morning. We came out, and it was still dark. And this was when I lived out in Salt Lake City. And we had a group of about 15 or 20 of us that were running that morning. And we took off in the dark, and we started running. Well, as we were running, it was getting light out. And I hear the lady behind me. She says, oh, my God, you have an artificial leg. I didn't really know what to say at first, but I just, the only thing that came to my mind was, oh, gee, I thought something felt funny. I just made a joke out of it, and everybody laughed, and it was pretty funny. But the point is that my running gait was so normal, and that's what she said was, I had no way, I would have never known that you were an amputee. I would have never known you had an artificial leg. And it just surprised me when suddenly I looked down and, you have an artificial leg. She said, I was just shocked.
You still run?
Yes.
And since that first New York marathon. You've run several other marathons, including the Boston Marathon.
I have. I've run five marathons. I've also coached for Team and Training here in Chattanooga for a couple of years, actually helped some folks learn to run marathons. We went over and ran the Nashville Music City Marathon in Nashville. I ran the Boston Marathon in 2001. It was a great experience. Shortly after I moved to the area, completed that marathon in just a little over 4 hours. And of course, recent events in Boston really hit close to home with me because I had run that marathon, because I am an amputee, and also because my finish time was right about the time that the bombs went off. And my brother and my son were actually standing very close to where the second bomb went off. So, and I still have a window sticker on my car that says Boston 26.2. It really hit home, you know, with me more than I thought it would. But it was a tough day.
The first time we ever spoke was that day, and you called, or right after, and you called. And I want to ask a question that might be difficult for you. What was your first emotional reaction to what had just happened when the bombs went off, or when you learned of the bombs going off so near to where, if you had been running the marathon that year, you probably could have been right there at the time?
My first reaction was disbelief. Really? What? It must have been, you know, something else. It couldn't have been that. But then when it became evident that it was bombs that had gone off, and I thought, gosh, you know, who in the world would do something like that? I mean, I know Boston's a very exclusive race and people battle to get those 15,000 entries that there are there and all, but I just had no idea what could bring to someone's mind wanting to do something like that at that type of an event. And, of course, terrorism is the only thing that really kind of entered my mind that even halfway, I mean, as senseless as it is, at least it was a reason. Personally, I just like, well, yeah, that's kind of the world we live in these days. But it was very difficult emotionally because I took it to heart a lot more than I ever thought that I would. I thought, well, this is kind of silly, but it really did affect me.
Some of the runners in the marathon lost their legs. And there were some very graphic photos of some of those bomb survivors that were missing limbs. If you could talk to them, what would you tell them now?
You know, tragedy happens in our lives. You know, there's not one of us really that goes through life without some traumatic event happening to us. Take advantage of the opportunities that you have to overcome those events in our lives that kind of turn things upside down. For me, if someone had said, you know, you're going to have an accident at work, you're going to survive that, you're actually going to thrive, you're actually going to go on to have an opportunity to help a lot of other people, and you're going to run five marathons afterwards, I thought, you know, that's completely crazy, but you just never know. There are opportunities that are presented to us through tragedies sometimes in our lives. Take advantage of the people that, you know, want to help you, that are out there, that are willing to offer help. And then bottom line, you can really do anything that you want to. The technology today is, light years ahead of where it was even 25 years ago. That technology, while that's not going to solve the problem, that's not going to fix everything, just putting a prosthesis on someone does not make them whole again. But the technology many times offers new amputees hope. So I'm, you know, a proponent of the technology for not only the things that it does, but also for the hope that it offers for the future for them. You know, I'd just like to say for anyone that might hear this that's been out there that's helped me in my recovery process and in my learning to run and to become a better runner and kind of who I am these days, I'd just like to say, you know, thanks for all the people that were there to lend a hand when I needed help. And I'm glad to be one of those people now that's able to reach out and help people in need as well.
Jack Richmond currently works with the Amputee Coalition to help recent amputees face their future and find the best technology to suit their lives. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.